Welcome to Ujiria, broadcasting live from Business Radio X Studios. Ujiria is a Greek word meaning health of body and mind in aging individuals. Ujiria Radio is a weekly show celebrating the heroes that contribute to the Ujiria of our elderly and disabled population. Now joining us in the studio are your hosts, Sam Grass and Brad Culp.
Good morning. This is Brad. Sam is not in the studio with us this morning, unlike what the announcer just said, so she's wrong. But I do have Lee and Mary Jo in the studio with me this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I could pretend I'm Sam and give you some gump about something or guff about something.
Well, if we did that, then Lee would have to bring your voice down an octave and put an echo on it.
I'll put the Sam filter on.
The Sam filter, right, right. And I see you've got your new name badge. It's round.
Well, I got a square one too, but
okay. It depends what she's wearing.
Depending on your mood. Okay, right. Excellent, excellent.
I'm kind of round, so my name badge goes with me.
Okay, I'm not going to touch that one.
Smart boss.
So we've got a great show this morning. We have two guests with us. We have Georgia Gunter from Adult Day of Dunwoody, and we have Jackie Camphor. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here with us. We're going to start this the way we always do. We're going to ask you to tell us a little bit about yourself so we can get to know you a little bit better. Where you're from, where you went to school, how you got to be doing what you're doing. So, Georgia, we'll start with you.
Great. Well, welcome, everyone. With a name like Georgia, I, of course, am from Georgia. I was born in Atlanta and raised in Atlanta and went to Chamblee High School. And then I went off to Greenville, South Carolina, and went to college at Furman University, got a degree in psychology. Came back to Atlanta, where all the jobs were, and then decided to go into the counseling field with an emphasis on gerontology, because I've always been connected to older people, very good relationship with my grandparents. And so I got a master's in counseling from Georgia State with a gerontology certificate. And I did my internship at Piedmont 60 Plus with Nancy Morrison. She was my internship leader. And she told me about this job at the Weinstein Center. And that is an adult day center. And so I got the job there and have been in the field of adult day for over 24 years. And when the Weinstein Center recently closed last year, we opened Adult Day of Dunwoody. And here I am.
Great. How about that? So when were you at 60 plus then?
Oh, gosh. You're over 24 years ago.
Wow. So I didn't realize Nancy had been there that long, and she retired recently,
yes,
right?
Yes.
A year ago or so, I
yes.
think. Yeah. How about that? Well, we've known the folks at 60 plus for a long time, and what a great organization that is.
Yes, they're wonderful. So,
very good. Well, thank you. Jackie, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Jackie Frankel Canfer. I was born in Atlanta, Georgia, graduated from Grady High School. I was a caregiver when I was very young for my great-grandmother, who I took care with my grandmother. So that kind of led me to where I am today, being caregiver for my husband, Arthur Canfer, who is now living at the Carlton, which is a assisted living memory care center. And I'm connected with Georgia because my husband was introduced to the Weinstein Center about 3 years ago, and he flourished there so brilliantly that I told Georgia I would like to be an advocate for her, and that's why I'm here.
That, you know, it's funny. Both of you have, you know, kind of a similar story of what's drawn you to older adults. And we hear it so frequently, you know, some, you know, grandparent or a great grandparent that's had a huge impact. And it's funny how the stories seem to be so similar. But so you, with your great grandmother, then you you cared for her, and then there's probably a gap in years there between you caring for your great-grandmother and you caring for your husband.
There is a great gap, and I really did not do caregiving beyond that. I just realized recently that that was where I learned to do it. And
right.
Now that I am a true caregiver for my husband, I realize that my roots go back that far in caregiving. Mm. And I think it's led me to where I am today, which is an advocate for the caregiving community.
So tell us more about that. You, I'm sure that you were surprised by some of the things that you experienced when you started to care for your husband. And what is it that, what are you advocating for, and what are your challenges as you deal with other people that are in similar situations?
I'll start with the challenge. The challenge is, the main challenge is acknowledging the fact that this is happening. It's not going to get better. It's only going to get worse, and there's no cure. No one has ever been cured from Alzheimer's. It is called the longest death, and it is constantly dying with every moment that he loses one of his faculties, memory faculties. You die with that also. And what's also challenging is that we cannot live in our world where an Alzheimer's person is concerned. We have to live in their world. We have to acknowledge who they are, how much they can understand, how much they can give. And it's like living two separate lives if you reach that point. The other thing is, I do truly believe that most of us want to keep our loved ones at home till death. And there's only one way, in my opinion, and so many other caregivers who are in my wonderful support group, which I would recommend highly as the number one thing that people do when they're faced with Alzheimer's or dementia of some sort, is to get into a really good weekly support group.
Mm-hmm. What's your group called, Jackie?
I belong to the Shalliford Road Presbyterian Church, and we call ourselves Survivors. And it's led by Robbie Carroll, who is a licensed therapist, and he is also a recovering alcoholic. And I mention that because it has helped him, being a recovering alcoholic has helped him understand how to lead a support group. Hmm. The next thing is, as I said, we want to keep our loved ones at home. And in order to do that, we have to recognize that keeping them at home, they miss the socialization. They miss so many things that we can't give them at home. So finding Georgia and the Weinstein Center was a blessing. It was a God's blessing to me. Because when my husband went there, I saw him smile. I saw him become worthy within himself. And that's the thing that this day center does. It allows people to meet the absolute top of whatever they can be, whether it means setting a table, sweeping a floor, doing a crossword puzzle, or leading somebody in a chant or whatever. These people thrive because they're given the opportunity to reach their potential. What else can we ask for our loved ones? That's something we can't provide at home. So the other thing that I think is, one of the reasons that we're not going to be able to keep our loved ones at home, obviously, is because of the cost involved. And that is something that I'm truly advocating, ultimately, is that we will find a way, somehow through government resources or whatever, without governmental controls, I might add, to allow us to have the funds to take care of our loved ones at home and still provide them with the adult day centers that they can go to so that they can be everything they can possibly be until they take their last breath.
Okay, well, thanks everybody for coming. I don't know what else I can say to that.
It's usually hard for me to stop when I get started.
You brought us a crusader, Georgia.
I did.
Mm-hmm. So you've teed up the Dunwoody Adult Day at Dunwoody. So let me switch over Georgia and ask you to talk a little bit about that. You know, your roots obviously from the wine scene.
Just to give you a little background on Adult Day of Dunwoody, we started basically in response to when the Weinstein Center closed. There was still a huge need in that area, in the North DeKalb area, for an adult day center. And so the owners of Ability Rehab, Prashant Desai and Christopher Birds, who they were already providing therapy services at the Weinstein Center, approached me and said, hey, do you want to try to fill this void? And I was like, great, let's do it. And within 2 weeks of when the Weinstein Center closed, we opened Adult Day of Dunwoody. And 25 people immediately started that were Weinstein Center participants and family members. And they were really excited that we were opening because there was a huge need. And as Jackie says, people want to age at home and they want to stay in their home. If it's with a spouse or if it's with a child, they want that home-like community and feel. So we opened in July. So we've only been open about 6 months now, and we already have almost doubled our membership at our center. And it is just this great place to be. We have fun, we laugh, but we also provide a lot of other services than just social programs. People think, oh, it's like babysitting, it's adult day care, like child day care, and it is nothing like that at all. We provide registered nurse services. We have RNs there at all times, so we can take somebody who is primarily like a nursing home level of care. We can take care of people with oxygen, with a catheter, with a colostomy, needs medications during the day. We can take care of them. We have certified nursing assistants, so if somebody needs help in the restroom or with eating, special diets, we can do it. And then our hallmark is really our person-directed programming, and we do believe in that Eden principle of relieving boredom, helplessness, and hopelessness, finding meaning for these people. It is not just one big group of programming. We're not all just playing bingo. When I first started an adult day, that's kind of what we did. We all sat in a humongous circle, and if you didn't want to do the activity of the day, there was no other choice. Now it is trying to find meaning with that person, what they want to do, what do they want to learn, who do they want to help. You know, service projects are so important, helping another person. And we are really connecting with them, and people are flourishing. They are coming home. Caregivers say when they get home, they're, you know, excited, but they're also tired. They sleep so much better. It's just been wonderful to see how engaged the people are. And we do serve approximately about 70% of our people do have some memory issues, but we also serve people with a physical limitation. If you have Parkinson's or have had a stroke, diabetics, we have people also with chronic depression. You know, if they sat at home all day, they're not going to get better. But when they're involved in something, their energy and mood will improve. So about 70% do have memory issues. Like I said, we do have a registered nurse on staff. All of our staff were at the Weinstein Center, so we are all familiar with Adult Day. And if you don't know exactly what Adult Day is, there's two different types. There's a social model, which is just strictly activities. It's most of them are run in a church-like environment. And they have maybe a director, and then the rest of the staff are all volunteers. And then there's an adult day health model, which is Adult Day of Dunwoody. And we do provide the health medical needs also. And all the staff are full-time employees or some use part-time and can do all different kinds of programming for them.
Great. You mentioned the Eden alternative. So for our listeners that might not be familiar with that, can you describe that a little bit? And I'm curious how that, you know, I mean, it came out of your mouth, so I'm just curious how how that entered into the conversation.
And I did just go through the Eden at Home Associate Training, which is a wonderful program. I would highly recommend it if you are in the aging field. I think they have another one coming up in March through Leading Age of Georgia. So if you want more information, check out Leading Age. LeadingAgeGA.org, I believe, is the website. And the Eden Alternative is really finding out, you know, relieving those three words. That's the basics: helplessness, hopelessness, boredom, through intergenerational programs, animals, you know, greenery, setting up your center to provide a home-like environment and engaging people and not just providing activities for them, meaningful engagement.
Right, right. And I mean, it's really an interesting concept, and those three things mm-hmm. are so, I think they call them plagues of the human
plagues
spirit.
Yes, correct.
And it's just when you, we see this so often when we go out into the home and see people that are living at home and they're isolated and they're just ready to go. They're ready to be mm-hmm. done with life. And it's because of those things, either, you know, one or all three. Either they feel like they're helpless and they can't do anything. They've lost their independence. It's hopeless because they're not going to get better. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, they're staring at those four walls. There's only so much CNN and Fox News and MSNBC that you can watch, and game shows and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So, It's great that there are others out there that are recognizing mm-hmm. these things and addressing it with mm-hmm. with active programs like
and
you've
got. And I do have an example of something that kind of shows how it kind of works together. We have a gentleman at our center who does have moderate Alzheimer's and disease, and we found out that he used to own a child daycare. Well, there's a child daycare that opened up two doors down from us when we were opening. So we got a nice relationship with the director. And when he sometimes would get anxious about when his wife was picking him up, we said, you know, let's go check out the child daycare. So we walked down there, and they had not opened yet. And he would walk around the space and tell the owner what to do to avoid having complications from the state. And it gave him this really great feeling that he was able to provide advice to her. And so now we know, you know, how much this means to him. And so we go down there plenty of times, and it's given him a lot of wonderful meaning to his life.
I just want to say that kind of ties in with what Jackie was saying about living in their world and not ours. You know, Alzheimer's touches so many of us. My husband's mom has Alzheimer's, and one of the things that he did, you know, unknowingly, was he asked her questions all the time, questions about who he was and who his siblings mm-hmm. were and who, and mm-hmm. I'm like, honey, don't ask her things. Tell her things if you want to. Tell her things about her life to try to, mm-hmm. but, or listen to wherever she, if she was talk, she talks often, she's in assisted living, about where she used to work. And at the beginning, you know, it's normal, I think, to want to bring them back. But you mentioned recovery. One of the principles that goes all the way across recovery is acceptance. Acceptance. That this is where they are. Mm-hmm. They're not getting better. They're not coming back. But what can we do, which is, you know, the perfect segue to what you were talking about with the Eden Initiative and the adult day. This is what we can do to still let them live in their world, mm-hmm. but to maximize their experience in that world. Yes. So,
mm-hmm. So, Jackie, let's jump back to you for a minute. You had told us a little bit about your personal experience with your husband, and I think he's still going to the Dunwoody Day, Adult Day at Dunwoody. I keep getting that wrong. I apologize. But mm-hmm. tell us a little bit about how that is impacting his life and how it impacts your life by extension.
That's a good question. I think it impacts my husband's life by, here again, bringing him back to life. And he does. Recently, when I took him over to Georgia's adult day, he had the biggest smile on his face when he walked in, even though he can't remember names and sometimes doesn't know where he is. He seems to recognize the presence of people. And he, I sensed that from him, that even though he hadn't been there for quite a while, he did recognize their presence. And it brought a smile to his face and joy to his heart, which brought joy to my heart. Mm. And of course, I left him there by himself and went to take care of some chores of my own, knowing that he would be well cared for, and indeed he was. And your other question...
Well, what, it gives you a break then.
Absolutely gives me a break. Now, I spend as much time with my husband as I can. He is not living at home any longer. However, what I have found is that caregivers will eventually give out unless they have a lot of help at home. And I found myself sinking emotionally, mentally, and physically. I knew that I could not take care of him at home. The hardest decision I ever had to make in my life was putting my husband somewhere other than my home. I was encouraged by my support group. I was encouraged by my rabbis. I was encouraged by Georgia. I was encouraged by everybody who knew and loved us that was the way to go, because I could not be to him what I needed to be to him unless I took care of myself first. That's a hard thing for us as caregivers to learn, because we live with guilt when we don't do everything that we think we're supposed to do, and yet we do many times become better caregivers when we let go of some of that responsibility. And as I mentioned earlier, the only reason that my husband is not at home with me is because I simply just can't afford to have someone there 24/7 to help me take care of him. That would be the solution for me.
Mm-hmm. So I think the people in your support group are very lucky to have you.
Thank you.
And you've been through this, clearly. You have great wisdom on this, and I don't even need to plug your group, because anybody listening to this is going to want to call and jump right on board.
Well, as if I might interrupt for a moment, my group, one of the reasons that we are touted from the Atlanta Alzheimer's Association is that our group meets once a week, which is very unusual for support groups. The reason that we are recognized by the Alzheimer's Association to meet once a week is because we have a licensed facilitator. What our facilitator and I am trying to do, we are trying to reach the National Alzheimer's Association so that we can have a training program for people who are interested in becoming facilitators but don't have to be licensed, because that takes years. Mm. But if we could have a 6-week or an 8-week training program to teach people how to be good facilitators and have them recognized, the key to being in a good support group is meeting on a weekly basis. It's the consistency, and also we become a family. We have confidentiality rules. We do not interrupt, and we don't give advice unless we're asked. And that could be key to us throughout our entire life with everybody in our life.
That's too bad. All
everybody,
families.
Yeah, everybody right. could stand that, exactly. that advice, I think. Do the spouses or the ones being cared for, do they attend this meeting, or is this just for the caregivers?
It's strictly for the caregivers. Okay. And another thing that we have done is we have established a list of about 50 plus questions for people who are looking for facilities for their loved ones to ask. 50 questions, and these questions are going to be presented to not only places where they're going to be, where their loved ones might be living, but also to places where we might be getting in home care. And our motto is, if you can't answer these questions, we're not going to use your service. So my suggestion is that everybody be ready to answer these questions that we as caregivers are learning day by day by day to ask. And I'll be glad to give you a list of those before we leave.
Love to see it.
Absolutely.
Georgia, let me jump back over to you for a minute. What is, when you think about your organization, what is the highest and best use of your organization to a family? So what is it that you do best for families?
Well, we do best by giving them either the ability to go to work and get a break from 24-hour caregiving. But the other thing is that our people, the members, when they come back home, sometimes they're more cognitively alert. They're happier. They have a purpose again. So giving them back some kind of meaning, I think, is the best thing we can give them. And I also failed to mention we are open Monday through Friday. We are not open on the weekends, but we're open from 8 to 5:30. So working caregivers have the ability to drop off and pick up later. We do provide some transportation in the area. So we meet a lot of their needs. We can do the medical. We can also do physical, occupational, and speech therapy through Ability Rehab. They bring the therapist right into our place. So we have this whole array of services, and we can provide basically everything for them at one location.
What are common concerns of families that might keep them from taking that step to bring them to an adult day?
It's funny. I think there's more feelings of that with spouses, and I think, you know, they're so used to being connected. This is my husband, and I don't know. I don't think he's going to enjoy doing this. All he's done is work. He hasn't done any kind of social stuff. People are in wheelchairs. He's not going to like that. And so there's kind of this fear about the whole environment and not really understanding it. But once the person starts, you know, I've only had one person in the last, I don't know how many years, that actually didn't do very well. Everybody else jumps in and really enjoys it.
Lisa, Brad's wife, and I were at a meeting at Adult Day of Dunwoody the other day, one of the senior provider network niche meetings. Tell Brad about the man cave.
Yes, we have a man cave because we recognize there are a lot of men that are needing the service and
don't want to do the frou-frou stuff.
No, and I did find a place for the two antelope heads that my father-in-law and my husband had shot. I didn't want them at my house, so they are in the man cave. But we do have a lot of men now, and for Veterans Day, we recognize 17 veterans at our center.
Oh,
and
out
of
great.
40 people, that's a large amount. Yes. And some days we have more men than women.
How about that?
I think Jackie wants to ask you about the cost.
Yes, the cost. Well, thank you, Jackie.
That's always a
yes,
valid question.
And that is something people are concerned with. But the cost is a lot less than an assisted living would be, or a nursing home, or even round-the-clock, you know, in-home care. We average, for adult day, it could be anywhere from $60 to $70 a day for the program. We charge $65. And there are programs like the VA or through Medicaid waiver programs that can help to pay for those programs. But when you consider an assisted living costs, you know, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a month, we are definitely a cost saving place. And with home care, we can work very well with in-home care plus adult day. Some people, you know, need the personal care at home and bathing. And so a few times a week, they might have an in-home aide come in the house, but then they still need that social program. So they come to us a few days. So those two work very well together.
Good. It's a good combination.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes just a little bit of a break gives the family caregiver what they need.
Absolutely.
To be able to keep on going.
Exactly.
So we are rapidly running out of time. And so a couple of things I want to get to. First of all, I know that there is an event coming up that you wanted to talk about. So why don't you tell us about that?
Yes, we are hosting a virtual dementia tour, and that is going to be February 25th. And we are going to be open with that from 1 to 6. And that's kind of it's through Second Wind Dreams, which grants wishes for elders. And it's to build sensitivity and awareness in individuals caring for those with dementia. And it's a very powerful kind of program. So I would recommend that you do participate in this, and you can give us a call and get set up with that.
And where should they call? What's the number that they can reach to Georgia?
Our phone number is 770-551-2722. Or you can also visit us on our website, which is www.adultdayofdunwoody.com. And we also have a great Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/adultdayofdunwoody.
Terrific. So we'll definitely look forward to that. We've been partners with Second Wind Dreams for a long time. It's a terrific organization, mm-hmm. and I would encourage anybody who has a loved one that is diagnosed with Alzheimer's or really any other kind of significant mm-hmm. dementia mm-hmm. To go through this. We did this in our own organization a number of years ago, and we had this is a funny story. So you know, the drill is you're in a semi-darkened room and you're incapacitated in a sense mm-hmm. and asked to do some simple tasks. And we had one caregiver that came in there, and she kind of moved around for a little bit. And after about 2 minutes, she got really agitated. She tore off her goggles, let go a stream of invective that a sailor would have blushed at, and stormed out of the room. And I was the observer in the room, and I was thinking, well, I'm glad I know that about you. Remind me not to put you on an Alzheimer's case. But it's absolutely fascinating and eye-opening, not only for the people that go through it, but as observers and facilitators in the process, seeing how it impacts people and having these. And one thing that's critical, and I'm sure you all know this, but as you do this, the feedback sessions, do not let people escape without being part of those feedback right. sessions, because they're just so critically important. That's mm-hmm. where the learning occurs. But, okay, so we got to wrap this up. Jackie, we're going to start with you. A word of advice for our listeners for a family that's struggling with a diagnosis of Alzheimer's, maybe a new diagnosis of Alzheimer's. What advice would you give that family?
First advice would be to go to the Alzheimer's Association to understand the stages of Alzheimer's, what happens to the people who are having it. Join a good support group. Share your story with everyone and anyone who will listen, and be proud of sharing it.
Great advice. Thank you. Georgia, for families that might be considering an adult day program and maybe a little bit afraid to take that step or just uncertain about how to do it, what advice would you give them?
Well, there is a national association. It's National Association Adult Day Services Provider. The website is NADSA.org, N-A-D as in David, S as in Sam, A.org. And they have just a wealth of information about what Adult Day is. It can link you to providers in your state. And we also have a state association through leadingage.ga.org, and that's the Georgia Association of Adult Day Providers. And so I would definitely look there. I would also tell you to look at your area agency of aging in Atlanta. It's the Atlanta Regional Commission, and they have people that can help you through this whole process. And I would definitely recommend you calling them. And, of course, the Alzheimer's Association, right, as Jackie mentioned.
Yeah, Agency on Aging has a ton of resources, both online and via the telephone. So
Georgia, they can come try it for a day. There's no contract or anything like that either,
no,
right?
No, I would recommend coming and taking a tour with or without the family member and then spending some time there. And definitely, there's no contract with Adult Day. You sign up and, you know, in a year, if you don't want to do it anymore, fine. If it's 2 weeks, that's fine.
So one more time for our listeners, coordinates for you, contact information if our listeners want to contact you directly.
Okay, we're Adult Day of Dunwoody, and we are located in the Dunwoody area, in the Dunwoody Park office complex, and our number is 770-551-2722, and the website adultdayofdunwoody.com.
And Jackie? If someone wanted to reach out to you, how would they do that?
Absolutely. I've got some broad shoulders. My hearing aids help me hear better and listen better, and I'm a good acknowledger. I don't give advice unless asked for. My phone number is 770-559-9141. I welcome anyone to call me. I'll be there for you.
Thank you so much, ladies, for being with us today.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Well, that's it for today. We want to thank our guests for being here with us and thank our listeners for tuning in. If anyone wants to access this show after this live broadcast, you can do it by going to our website at www.ugeriaradio.com. And we will be back again next week. So as we always close, if the youth of this nation is its greatest national resource, then it stands to reason that the seniors of this nation are its greatest national treasure. Thank you and God bless.
Ugeria Radio is sponsored by Griswold Special Care and broadcast live from the Business Radio X studios.